You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Marga talking about migrant labour exploitation. Next up we have Green Party's Eugenie Sage. Are you there, Eugenie? Are you there?
Yep.
Perfect. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Perfect.
Can't hear anything you're in, so yeah.
So can you hear me all right, though?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. Alrighty. So I guess the first thing we wanted to talk about today is the biggest topic of the week, really, which is the call for inquiry into claims that New Zealand soldiers were involved in Afghanistan raids. So does the Green Party support that call for an inquiry?
Matiria Ture was asking questions of Bill English last Wednesday, just after the book had come out, and on the first opportunity to question the Prime Minister in Parliament. We certainly think there needs to be an inquiry. If there is nothing to prove, then the inquiry would show that. But the book shows that there are very serious allegations that actually need to be tested and verified by an independent commission of inquiry.
And so the Prime Minister this morning said that while he isn't ruling out an inquiry completely, any kind of statement outside of this original investigation that happened 5 or 6 years ago would have to be looked into pretty carefully. What's your response to this?
Well, that's why there needs to be an inquiry, and it needs to be independent of government so that people have faith in its conclusions.
And then the New Zealand Defence Force last night released a statement accusing Hit and Run of major inaccuracies. They said they have another press conference scheduled for this afternoon. What's your interpretation of their stance on the issue?
Well, I think it's going to end up with ping pong, backwards and forwards, and that is why I guess their statements confirm the need for a robust inquiry. They can present the information that they have to the inquiry, and Nikki Hager and John Stevenson can present their information, and the inquiry can consider all of that.
And what do you think that that inquiry would entail? What would that look like?
Well, generally, when we have independent commissions of inquiry, the Royal Commission into Christchurch, into the Pike River mine, they are very comprehensive. There's an opportunity for people with information to provide that to the inquiry, and for it to be a very robust process, and it often comes out with recommendations for change in operational and other procedures and sometimes law changes.
And then the second kind of topic we wanted to talk about today is this Vivid Economics Net Zero report. So one major point from that was, as well as the OECD report last week as well, is that reducing cow numbers could be beneficial for the environment. The OECD report says that increasing dairy herds have driven up nitrogen pollution levels in waterways, and the Vivid Economics paper suggesting cutting the dairy herd by a third to meet our climate change obligations. What's the Green Party's position on this?
Well, it was the Green Party, Dr. Kennedy Graham, who convened Globe New Zealand, which is a cross-party group involving all seven political parties. So the Vivid report is a landmark because all of the parties are recognising that climate change is an issue and looking at the challenges to protect the climate. And in New Zealand, our emissions are continuing to increase. We've got some of the highest greenhouse emissions in the OECD. We've got a very carbon-intensive economy, and that is partly because 47-48% of our emissions come from agriculture. We know that we need to reduce cow numbers to protect our waterways and to protect our climate. And one of the problems at the moment, of course, is that agriculture isn't part of the emissions trading scheme, so there's not a price being put on climate emissions, climate pollution, and nor is agriculture really paying the price of its water pollution. So we can do so much better, and that involves putting a date on when agriculture comes into the ETS and reducing cow numbers, particularly in those areas like parts of Canterbury where cows are on very leaky gravel soils and we end up with a lot of pollution in the aquifers and our rivers.
And so another recommendation that this Vivid Economic Report made was for a cross-party agreement on New Zealand's overall direction on climate change and even new independent institutions to help steer that. Is that something that the Green Party would want?
It's very much part of our green policy and the Yes We Can plan that we announced last year on climate, to have an independent commission as in the United Kingdom to ensure that it is depoliticised in terms of the carbon price and the rate of progress towards reducing emissions. So that's why the Vivid report is important, because it is the first step in this cross-party agreement. But there are obviously going to be major differences between the parties about how ambitious we should be and the speed in which we should reduce our emissions. And we think the Vivid Report provides a clear scenario about reducing climate pollution to zero within a generation. And this is the last generation that's got the opportunity to do that. It will involve quite major land use changes, much more emphasis on regenerative and sustainable farming, more diverse crops, more forestry, big investment in public transport to reduce increasing transport emissions. We can do this, and it would open up a lot of opportunities for a fairer society as well.
And so what does the next step towards that cross-party examination look like?
Well, I think we're going in now, obviously, to the election campaign, and it will be critical just how voters judge the parties on their commitments to reduce climate pollution and protect the climate, because here in New Zealand, we depend on a stable climate for our primary industries, for our quality of life. So the next steps have been meetings, and the port's been launched in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. Globe New Zealand will continue to engage, but I think all the parties are also developing their own responses as well.
All right, and just lastly, Labor and the Green Party have launched a joint set of budget responsibility rules. Can you just kind of give me a quick rundown? What are the major rules, major kind of topics that these rules entail?
Well, they're aiming to provide an assurance that we will have a responsible economic policy. Some on the right have characterised us as big spenders, but it is showing that we will live within our means, aim to bring us within surplus within 5 years, and be responsible about spending. That said, we need a much greater investment in housing, because the basis of a healthy society is everyone having a warm, dry, secure home. We want programs to retrofit and insulate and ensure that everyone has access to good housing. So there will be significant changes in where we spend. In the Green Party, we would wind up things like the Crown Irrigation Fund. That would help bring cow numbers down. But the budget responsibility rules are about making people certain that we will be a responsible government, and that we will ensure that debt is not expanding the way it has under the national government, and that we will act responsibly.
And to my knowledge, this is the first time a set of rules, definitely a cross-party set of rules, but even a set of rules like this has been released coming up to an election. What was the reason behind the timing coming up with that now, and also joining with the Labor Party to bring this out?
Well, we announced last year about a unit within the Treasury to ensure that all parties' budget and spending promises during the election were costed, and we have always been about responsible spending. So it was to provide the public with the very strong message that we are about being a stable and responsible government, and that means being responsible in the financial sense as well as the social sense and the environmental one as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Eugenie, for talking with me this week.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Bye. That was Green Party co-leader Eugenie Sage talking about the call for an inquiry into claims New Zealand soldiers were involved in Afghanistan raids, the Vivid Economics Net Zero report and the joint budget responsibility rules with Labor. After the break, we'll have AUT.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.